Wow. That's all I can say right now. That was my initial first thought when I heard of the Boogie Cousins signing to the Golden State Warriors. Fitz Gifran here from BaskInYourGlory.com. Wow. Reactions. Number one, how did it happen? NVIDIA, who let it happen? Oh my gosh, this can't get any worse or any better. Which one is it? 'Cause I can't even tell. I don't know which one is it yet. Is this bad for the NBA or is this good for the NBA? But the first question, how did this happen and who let it happen? We found out that Boogie Cousins, whose real name is DeMarcus Cousins, had no offers on the tables. Nobody gave DeMarcus a phone call. Nobody wanted the big man on his team. And we know why, because DeMarcus tore his Achilles last season, which ended his season prematurely. DeMarcus underwent surgery to repair his Achilles in January, and he says he's expecting himself to be back for training camp for the NBA season. But this is why we're guessing he didn't have any offers on the table. What is going on? Where are we headed? Where is the NBA headed? Is this? And the thing is, I don't want to be one of those old school haters. Those, no, this isn't the way the NBA is supposed to be. This is the way basketball is supposed to be. You're supposed to have a player on the team, and he's supposed to struggle for that ring. He's supposed to stay in his hometown. I don't want to be one of those fans. I don't want to be a spectator from that angle. No, I just want to take this in because this is great basketball. And I think we're at a point where, yeah, DeMarcus is joining an already all-star cast. But now I think it's who has Klay Thompson, who has Stephen Curry, Kevin Durant, and Draymond Green, and now DeMarcus Cousins as the potential starting five eventually. You have five all-stars as your starting five. And I'm not, it's a part of me is wondering what the league is, where the league is headed, and as far as a competitive standpoint, and as far as this hurting the image of the game, I feel the competitiveness is going away. But I feel on the other side of things, I feel it's up to the rest of the league to figure out how to stop the Golden State Warriors. Let's be real. That's and now I cannot wait to see how this story unfolds because we know LeBron just signed with the Lakers. I believe a 4-year, $153 million deal. So this kind of shake things up for him a bit. But at the same time, we don't know what Magic and the Lakers organization has planned for the Lakers, and as far as making moves and trading players away to acquire other pieces to join LeBron. We know we have pieces like Rajon Rondo, Lance Stephenson that went over there. So we have NBA, we have veteran presence that are joining forces with LeBron over there. But back to Boogie and this bizarre signing. Boogie Cousins said he didn't hear from New Orleans, he didn't hear from anyone else, and at least we would have thought. He would have heard at the least from the New Orleans Pelicans. But let's be honest, we saw how the New Orleans Pelicans played once Boogie got hurt. It didn't, and honestly, I was saying it the whole time. I said it, I wouldn't be surprised if they say, you know what? We look pretty darn good without Boogie. Why do we need Boogie? Drew is doing his thing. Anthony Davis has always been a superstar, and a matter of fact, it just looks like he was toning it down a bit. Now that we think about it seems like Anthony Davis was toning it down a bit when Boogie Cousins was on the floor, because it didn't look like the New Orleans Pelicans missed a beat. It didn't look like they missed a step when Boogie was on the floor, and I think that's what put the seal on this on Boogie's. That's what ultimately signed his fate in New Orleans. So with that, when you hear things like that, first you hear Boogie Cousins goes ahead and signs with the Pelicans. And then we find out he's the person that reached out to Golden State. And of course, from the outside looking at it, you hear these facts as they're coming in, you're like, what? You reached out to Bob Myers? to join the Golden State Warriors. And we hear Bob Myers was shocked. But then we also hear he reached out to them because he had no other offers on the tables. And I'm hearing that he had two teams in mind. It was the Golden State Warriors. And the other team was the Boston Celtics. So can we really be mad at Boogie? That's where I'm at right now. Can we really be mad at Boogie? And furthermore, can we really be mad at the NBA and Adam Silver, who is getting a lot of heat right now for letting this happen? But another thing we have to keep in mind, Adam Silver is thinking about changing the format to a tournament-style playoff system where the top 16 teams are automatically in the playoffs. But can we be mad at Boogie Cousins in the league? Boogie didn't have any offers on the table. He said this is chess move, not a checkers move. Boogie could come out, but he could sit out half the season, rehabilitate his Achilles, take his time, come back in midseason and dominate and show people what they've been missing, what they didn't want to sign, what they passed up on during the offseason. And then he can come back and secure that big bag, that max contract, because that's all that's going to happen. We just need Boogie to show us that he still got it. And it's not going to take much, let's be honest. Because Boogie is the number one center in the league, and he's the most dominant center in the league. But he was. And I really think he still will be a force to be reckoned with. But can we be mad at him? Can we be mad at the Golden State Warriors for being smart? No, we can't. They had a mid-level exception available at $5.3 million. And guess what? JaVale McKee went over to the Lakers. JaVale McKee is on the Los Angeles Lakers right now. So they had space, and he made a smart move. So Boogie Cousins, a.k.a. DeMarcus Cousins, is a Golden State Warriors. Now, I'm not going to lie. I'm excited. I'm excited to see how things unfold, and I'm excited to see how things happen. So we'll see. Boogie Cousins, a Golden State Warriors. My name is Fitz Jafran. I am with BaskInYourGlory.com. Check us out. You guys have a wonderful day.